Let's go to the weather now. Rain has continued in the Wellington region overnight. This follows a day of heavy downfalls which caused widespread flooding, slips and some road closures. The swollen Hutt River created headaches in Lower Hutt and there had been concerns commuters may struggle to reach the central city today. On the line to update us is Lower Hutt Mayor Campbell Barry. Good morning, Campbell.
Good morning.
What is the status with the roads at the moment in the river? Everything okay?
Yeah, things have settled down overnight. There's still been a bit of rain, but it's certainly not at the level that we've seen yesterday. So the roads that were closed, Block Road, Harcourt, Wherry Drive, the Riverbank Car Park, will all be open from now. And we aren't expecting too many delays in the city. So contractors have been out cleaning up small slips and other issues across the city as well.
In terms of the morning commute, is it still treacherous or is the rain eased back?
It's eased back. So, again, we don't expect too many delays. There's still a bit of a clean-up job to do in some places, but on those main arterial routes, we're making sure they're all clear. I would say there would still be possibly some delays in some areas, and people should expect that and factor that into their travel. But we aren't seeing anything like we were experiencing mid-afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, we got an enormous amount of rain in the space of one day. Well, I think it was all of December's rain in one day. How did the stock banks and the flood protection measures hold up in the Hutt Valley?
It actually held up reasonably well. We did have our car park get flooded, but that is part of the floodplain. It's within the stock banks. We've got our processes in place there when it gets to a certain level of getting text messages out to drivers. Most were able to move their cars. Unfortunately, not all were able to get out there, so there is some clean-up work to do, and we'll be working with those car owners today. But the stock banks did hold up well, but it is a reminder that if we did have 12 or 24 hours more rain that we were experiencing, that we could have been in a bit of trouble, and the importance of the particularly the flood protection work, which is actually starting next year in that area of the city.
Well, that's an interesting point. So if it's likely that in future we're going to get more extreme weather because of climate change, more frequent floods, if you like, is that risk elevated, and what is being done about it?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a real risk. We live in Lower Hutt, in the most densely populated floodplain in the country. So we have a program with the Greater Wellington Regional Council to increase the protection there to cater for a 1 in 330-year event. Though we know with climate change, the years these events are occurring are becoming more frequent. So that work needs to get started as soon as possible. And certainly for us, our anxiety levels rise as the river rises in Lower Hutt, because we know that a flood or getting over those stop banks would be devastating. So we are building that into our work, but we are conscious also that these weather events will become more frequent, and that's something we're going to have to deal with as a city.
And just in the shorter term, you might have to look at the system for alerting those drivers parking in the car park. What can they do if their car's written off?
Yeah, so we do have a text system. So a number of people, or a lot of parkers, use that, and we do text them and let them know. And like I said, most were able to get their car out, but not everyone. We have tow truck drivers down there moving cars, and we actually had one good Samaritan helping out, Jeff, who did a pretty incredible job in moving people's cars as well. So not an ideal situation, but for anyone who lives in Lower Hutt, you should know that there is a real risk to that particular car park, and often we do have to clear it two or three times a year when the river rises.
Campbell Barry, thank you very much for that. Lower Hutt Mayor there with an update on the weather. It's still raining, but nowhere near as bad as yesterday, obviously.